Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. The Minnesota Twins were off yesterday. They start a three-game series in St. Louis for the weekend. Jose Barrios will get the start for the Twins tonight if he's not traded before the trade deadline. Barrios is 7-5 with a 3.48 ERA. Wade LeBlanc, he's going to go for St. Louis, 0-2 with a 4.58 ERA. Pregame at 6:30, we'll have your first pitch at 7:15. United States Olympic wrestler Gable Steveson has taken advantage of the new opportunities for college athletes to cash in on their name, image, and likeness by signing with clean energy drink company Killcliff. Now, Steveson was a national champion as a junior at the University of Minnesota this past season. The heavyweight won the Dan Hodge Award for Best College Wrestler. Now, he's quite a target for companies with nearly 250,000 followers on Instagram and more than 30,000 on Twitter. Now, Steveson is among the favorites in the freestyle 125-kilogram weight class. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the Cleveland Cavaliers are acquiring veteran guard Ricky Rubio in a trade with our Minnesota Timberwolves. Cleveland is sending guard Taurean Prince cash and a second-round pick in 2022 for the 30-year-old Rubio. The deal is happening as Rubio is in Tokyo playing on Spain's Olympic team. Now, speaking of the Olympics, there's going to be no Golden Slam for Novak Djokovic. The top-ranked Serb lost to Alexander Zverev of Germany 1-6, 3-6, 6-1 in the semifinals of the tennis tournament at the Tokyo Olympics. Now, Djokovic was attempting to become the first man to win all four Grand Slam tournaments and Olympic gold in the same year. He won the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon this year and needed the Olympics and U.S. Open titles to complete the collection. But again, it's not going to happen as Novak Djokovic gets beat in the semifinals. The Detroit Pistons are hoping that Cade Cunningham will be a key component to their rebuilding program. The Pistons have used the first pick in the NBA draft to take Cunningham, who was a first-team Associated Press All-American as a freshman this past season. The 6'8", 220-pound point guard averaged 20.1 points, 6.2 rebounds, and 3.5 assists for Oklahoma State. Other top picks in the NBA draft, the Rockets used the second selection. They take G League product Jalen Green. The Cavaliers went with center Evan Mobley with the third choice. The Raptors, they picked up Florida State forward Scotty Barnes with the fourth selection, and Gonzaga guard Minnesota's own Jalen Suggs. He went to the Orlando Magic with the number 5 pick. The San Francisco Giants have concluded a successful 10-game stretch against Los Angeles Dodgers. They take 5 of their 7 meetings. Now, the Giants' lead in the NL West is back up to 3 games after they beat the second-place Dodgers yesterday 5-0. Other baseball results. Joe Musgrove struck out 11 over 7 innings. Padres shut out the Rockies 3-0. Doubleheader for Washington and Philadelphia yesterday. Game 1 went to the Nationals. They win 3-1. Game 2 goes to the Phillies. They win 11-8. Austin Riley concluded his 3-day assault on the Mets with a 2-run homer. He also had 3 RBIs. The Braves win over the Mets 6-3. Let's see here. The Brewers absolutely hammered the Pirates 12-0 yesterday. Joey Votto set a Reds record by homering for the 6th straight game. He slammed a 2-run blast in the first inning as the Reds beat the Cubs 7-4. The Royals, they blanked the White Sox 5-0 as Carlos Hernandez limited the AL Central leaders to just 4 hits over 6 innings. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. crushed a 3-run homer as the Blue Jays, they hammered the Red Sox at Fenway Park 13-1. Luis Patino, he outpitched Gerrit Cole, and the Rays exploded for 10 runs in the 6th inning, a laugher for them over the Yankees 14-0. Miguel Cabrera is just 3 home runs shy of 500 for his career after slamming 2 more as the Tigers beat the Orioles 6-2. And Frankie Montas struck out 10 over 7 scoreless innings as the A's blanked the Angels 4-0. The New York Yankees have added sluggers Joey Gallo and Anthony Rizzo in less than 24 hours as the trade deadline nears. Now, Gallo, of course, from the Rangers. He's 27 years old, hitting .223, 25 homers, 55 RBIs. And Rizzo from the Cubs, he's batting .248, 14 home runs, and 40 RBIs. Now, members of the Yankees. The Red Sox, they got all-star slugger Kyle Schwarber from the Nationals. They try to keep pace with those Yankees. And also on this check of sports, Los Angeles police say New Orleans Pelicans center Jackson Hayes was arrested on suspicion of resisting arrest after a struggle with officers responding to a report of a domestic dispute. Night police statement Thursday says officers found Hayes in the front yard of a home early Wednesday and ordered him to stay outside, but he tried many times to get in and a struggle ensued. Officers used a taser and other forces before handcuffing him. And that's a quick check of sports. Again, the Twins back in action against St. Louis tonight, 6:30 your pregame, first pitch at 7:15. From the Americana Insurance Press Box for Albert Lee Radio, I'm Aaron Worm.